Hello, family.
That's terrible.
This is Elul Baron coming at you live from Quilmes, Argentina, with my best friend, Elul Kutak.
No.
Okay. And Elul Romero.
Hey, how are you? This is Elul Romero from Colombia.
And Elul Ferreira, my comp.
Hola. Hello, I'm Elul Ferreira from Brazil.
Oh, yeah, baby. Brazil. The best Brazilian that ever was Brazilian. So listen to this.
How good is that thing? Like, could it hear me from here?
Yeah, it can hear.
Oh. Erase this.
Why? Alright, so this week was a really great week. We saw a lot of miracles and we worked really hard, which was awesome. I need to pull out my agenda to be able to remember everything that we did. So let's see. So last Monday, we had our normal P-Day, which was good. We played soccer here. I wrote my essays for college, like some of them. And then the rest of the night, we were just working in our area. Then, let's see, Tuesday, we had our... Let's see. Tuesday? I can't really remember what happened. I think we had to come in here and work in the offices to get ready because we had our leadership council on Wednesday. And that was really good. We were able to talk with all the zone leaders and help them understand the importance of being leaders in the mission and really how we can raise our mission to another level. So that was really cool. Since the visit of Elder Tejeda, we've just been kind of we've been really focused on helping the mission progress and so that everybody has the goal of baptizing at least 2 people in a month, which like doesn't sound like a lot, but for our mission it's pretty good. So we're really excited. We were able to talk with the zone leaders about things that they can do to keep their missionaries like on focus or on task and focused, and it was really good. We watched this video called it's a video you guys could go and search. It's called The Quest of a Go-Getter or something. It talks about like this Billy Peck guy that has to go and find a vase, and it's kind of a cool video because it talks a lot about like leadership skills and like being a go-getter, like just not giving up. That's really good because like with leadership in the mission, I've learned that like if you are focused and you're working towards your goal. What happened? ¿Qué pasó? ¿Quién es?
Another mesa.
Fetch another mesa, dude.
El muchacho ya está.
Muchacho. Oh my gosh. Sorry, that was an ex-missionary that, or a return missionary that just sent a picture of him at the beach. So, okay, yeah, whatever. Without clothes on. But, sorry about that. So that was really good. We were able to really set some good goals with the zone leaders and help excite them and keep them focused and present. Talked a lot about leadership and the things that they need to be doing to help make this mission a powerful mission. So that was awesome. Then let's see. ¿Qué pasó?
Buenísimo. Felipe Coutinho está en el Barça.
Football player.
Cualquier cosa, ni entiendo. Lo siento. Sorry. So let's see. So Wednesday, it was really good, like really powerful, really good. Then we were able to go into our area and work with Wilfredo because he had the baptismal date for the Sunday, and so we wanted to pass by him a bunch and help get him ready for baptism, you know. Then Thursday, we were getting ready in the morning for the zone conference that we were gonna have on Friday. And so it was really good. We were able to get everything ready for the zone conference and kind of put together what we wanted to talk about. And so what happened was this. So we've kind of set a goal and a mission to find 3,000 investigators in a month. And I kind of talked about this in our Skype, but we've really been working hard to reach this goal. And finally, this month of December, we were able to reach it. We were able to reach the goal. And it's really awesome because we've been working so hard to reach the goal, and now that we made it, it just kind of gave us like an extra push to keep working hard and now start baptizing these people. So in our zone conference, we talked a lot about our teaching, the way that we're teaching our investigators, and how we can do better so that the investigators progress faster. And that they have, like, they understand our message, and that we're, like, we're clear while we're teaching them, so they understand the things that they need to be doing. And it was really cool because we were able to talk about, the first vision and teaching the first vision and how we can do it effectively and powerfully. And it was kind of crazy in our teaching. Me and my comp were teaching, and I started talking about the first vision, and like I started quoting the first vision, and at the end, like when I said, "This is my beloved son, hear him," like it was a storm outside, and the whole like there was a giant like thunder that just hit, like the entire room shook. And it was like the craziest thing ever, because it was a pretty spiritual lesson. Like we were teaching president, and like we were really looking for the spirit in the lesson, and it was just like really powerful. And then all of a sudden, just like the thunder just cracks right as I finished the first vision. Everybody just like looked at each other like, "Oh my gosh!" And it was really cool, really spiritual experience. We just talked about like how we can keep teaching like that, and just like always looking for power in our lessons. So that was really cool. I really enjoyed it. Let's see what else. We set a goal that, 'cause like in Preach My Gospel, it talks about a lot of things that, like, you can do to help your investigators progress. But we think that we need to better the way that we're, like, how we're teaching them and how many times that we're teaching them too, like the way that we're contacting these investigators. Because sometimes it happens that, like, the others find a bunch of new investigators and they focus on finding new people that they give up on the people that they have. And so we're trying to, like, keep them finding new people, but then also focus on the people that they already have and help them progress and get them to church so that they get baptized. And it was good. We were able to talk about, like, some ideas that the missionaries had, and we were able to really strengthen their ability to teach. And it was a really good conference. Like, honestly, I really felt the Spirit really strong, and I think the missionaries felt it too. And this week was a really good week for the zones, and we're seeing some benefits from the focuses that we had, you know. Then Friday we had a normal work day, which was good. Found a couple new people and helped visit. We visited Wilfredo and kind of solidified his baptism for Sunday, which was really cool. And Saturday we had a normal day as well, and which was really nice because like this week was kind of rough with the zone conferences, so it was nice to have a couple days that were just full of work days in our area, preaching and finding new people. And I have to share a weird story that happened while we were teaching on Saturday night. So we kind of go the whole afternoon, and like we were having like a pretty good day talking with a lot of people. Not a whole lot of people really accepting us, but then finally we talk to these two kids, and we go and we sit down like in front of their house. We're teaching these two kids, and they're telling us about how they were in an accident, and they got, like, the kid was in a coma for, like, 10 days and had, like, a bunch of problems, and this was, like, all, like, 2 or 3 months ago, and then now, like, they're fine. Like, you couldn't even tell anything happened. But we were talking about, like, we tried sharing a message with them. They started asking, like, good questions, and we were able to, like, actually have, like, a good lesson with them. Well, like, Saturday afternoon, I had started my fast. And, like, in the middle of the lesson, this, like, kind of crazy drunk guy comes up. And he comes, he's coming back to his house, like, after being outside all day. And when he comes there, he sees us in front of his house, and he's like, "Hey, guys, can I get you something to drink, like something cold to drink?" My comp's like, no, we're okay. And I'm like, "Yeah, no, I'm good. Thanks, man." He's like, "All right, well, if you need anything, let me know." I'm like, okay. So he goes into his house, and we keep teaching these kids. And then what happened was, like, we keep teaching him, and the guy comes out of his house again. And he says, "Hey, guys, do you want water? Like, water's free. Like, when somebody offers you water, you got to accept it." We're like, my comp's like, no, like, it's fine. We can't drink. Like, we're good. Like, thanks. And then, like, I kind of felt bad, and I kind of forgot that I was fasting. So then I was like, okay, fine. Yeah, I can, like, if you just give me a little glass, that'll be awesome. He's like, okay. And he goes and gets a glass, but instead of bringing out a glass, he grabs, like, an old, like, beer bottle, like, a beer bottle that he had, like, a beer, like, a can that he had, like, cut the rim off. So it was, like, a cup, but it was still, like, the beer bottle. And he's like, does this, like, look bad, or is this okay? And I'm like, no, like, it's fine, whatever, it's fine. He's like, okay. He's like, it's water. But then my comp, like, looked at me, he's like, "Hey, Elder, you're fasting." And I was like, "Oh, no, you're right." And so then I was like, "Oh no, actually, you know what? Like, I can't drink it. Like, I'm sorry. Thanks for the help, but like, I can't drink your water." And he's like, "What the heck? I just went inside. I grabbed this water for you, and you're not gonna drink it?" He's like, "What kind of a person are you?" I'm like, "No, like, I'm sorry. I forgot. Like I can't drink your water, but thank you so much." And he, like, kept insisting. And so then, like, he hands me the water, and I have it in my hand. And he's like, "What are you waiting for? Like, just drink the water." And I'm like, "No, like, the thing is, I'm fasting." Like, and I, like, tried to explain it, and then he, like, didn't understand it. And he's like, it was such an awkward situation. So then finally I handed it to the kids that we were teaching, and they drank it. And then he kind of, like, left away, and he's like, "You're a terrible person. Why would you do that? Why would you do that to me? Like, have me go get you water and then not drink it." And I felt really terrible by the end of it. And, like, the kids were kind of laughing, just having a good time about it, and it was just, like, super uncomfortable. Well, then, like, we're finishing up teaching and kind of share testimonies and kind of get out of there and set another sita for this week. And then we go and and then what happened was. We walk over to the house. You what? ¿Qué le pasa? Muy chistoso. So then what happened was we go past this house, and the sister of the two investigator kids was sitting out in front of her house, and the kids, like, introduce us to her. They're like, "Oh, these are the Mormons that we were like talking with them, and like they're teaching a message about God and stuff, and they're like," I don't know, I'd have to explain the story better after the mission, but it was so funny because they were whatever, they were saying, like, "Oh, this kid, what did they say? How do I explain it? I don't think I should. But man, this story isn't that good, actually. I'm gonna have to probably just share the story when I get home. But whatever. But basically, they just were like, these kids are weird and this kid can't drink water. It's like what they said, because like I made the big scene with not drinking the water of the dude, and it was really uncomfortable, really awkward, but it was really funny at the same time. Like, me and my comp just laughed super hard. And then, let's see, what else happened? What else happened on Saturday? Did something else happen cool on Saturday? I don't remember.
Found a lot of interesting players.
Yeah, we found a bunch of cool people. That was yesterday. Yeah, and then yesterday, Sunday, it was a good Sunday. We had the baptism of Wilfredo and his son, Nyan, which was super cool.
Tell me about me.
Oh, yeah. So the baptism was super funny, like, because, so my comp baptized first, Ayan, which was the kid, and when he went in to baptize him the first time, like, he went under completely, apparently, but, like, his leg shot up at the end, and so, like, the people were, like, the other elders, or the other people that were there were, like, oh, no, he needs to do it again, so, like, okay, we'll do it again. Well, apparently the second time, like, my comp, like, helped him down, but he apparently like went down too much and my comp slipped, his foot slipped out, and so then he fell down too with him, and so the kid got baptized completely, went under good, but then my comp fell down too, and then he had to pick up himself and Dayan and get out of the water, and it was really funny. But he got baptized. But yeah, it was super funny. And then I baptized Wilfredo and...
And other people were standing there, wow, that's so beautiful, this
baptism. Yeah. And then after the baptism, everybody's like, wow, it was such a beautiful baptism and stuff. But it was funny. It was a good baptism, though. It was a really cool experience. It was a super blessing, for sure. But yeah, it was funny. There was, like, a lot of weird things that happened this week. Just, like, weird, funny things that happened. The sad thing is, like, I can't remember a lot of them. Like, I remember... What was it? Oh, yeah, last night we went to the park. Like, this huge park in Quilmes. And went out and did a Tormenta Blanca. And found some cool people for the Hermanas. Then, what else? Today we played soccer here in... the church and went to Buen Comer.
It was funny too.
It was good.
You scored.
I had a lucky kick.
I wasn't there. Oh, right.
I had a lucky kick.
I made you look silly the whole time, so that was cool.
Yeah. Everybody, it's not that hard to make me look silly while you're playing soccer, because I really am not that good at soccer at all. But I like playing it, but I'm really terrible. I need to keep practicing after the mission. I need to get myself like some cleats and go out to the park by myself and practice. Wearing short shorts and a Boca jersey.
I have some too. Next time we play, I'll let you borrow my Boca jersey and some short shorts.
I have a Boca jersey and short shorts.
Well, why didn't you probably would have been better if you were
playing. Yeah, what was I thinking? Yeah. I have to like roll my garments up like every Argentine ever. That's a member, obviously.
They don't understand.
But,
sorry about that.
So, about that. No, but it was a really good week. Like we've been really working hard, really trying to find, help our area become a strong area. Leave the next assistants with a lot of people to keep working with and helping out, and yeah, we're trying to really baptize and as assistants and trying to set the bar high, I guess. But yeah, sorry that this recording is kind of weird, but they always turn out weird when I make them in the offices. I don't know why. It's like my brain just kind of shuts off here. I've been writing my BYU essays and it kind of melted my brain, even though I only wrote like nothing. I'm going to. I need my scriptures. Where are they? I think I'll do it in Spanish.
Passing the Book of Mormon.
Here you go.
Yes.
Hey, vamos a tener más un bautismo.
What?
Vamos a tener más bautismo.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, we're gonna keep baptizing around here.
Vamos a hacer un récord de asistentes que van
bautizando. Oh yeah, baby. Ooh. Oh yeah, baby. We're gonna work hard. It's gonna be sweet. Pray hard, work hard. So, let's see. This is my scripture that I really like. So right now, I'm reading in 3rd Nephi, where, let me see if I can find it. Oh yeah, this is a sweet scripture.
You gonna share it in Spanish?
I am so sorry. Alright, here it is. So this is a pretty, like, common scripture and kind of a pretty... Colombia is the new Zion? Who said that?
No.
No.
A ver. A ver. Where is it?
The new prophet is from Colombia.
The new prophet is from Colombia. Oh boy. Well, sorry. What I was gonna say. The scripture is like pretty well known in the Book of Mormon, but I really love this scripture because this is kind of the whole point of our mission. This is when Mormon is talking about. The fact that he's been called to preach, preach the gospel
preach
to the Nephites in their time of darkness right before Jesus came. And so in 3 Nephi 5:13 it says, "Y aquí soy discípulo de Jesucristo, el Hijo de Dios. He sido llamado por él para proclamar su palabra entre los de su pueblo a fin de que alcancen la vida sempiterna." And I love this scripture just because, like, that's the whole reason why we're here on the mission, is because we're here to preach the gospel so that the people can reach eternal life. And really, like, as a missionary, there's a lot of times where people, like, don't want to listen to what we're teaching, or the people try to, like, argue with the teachings that we have, but like every time I just realize that our message is so perfect because we don't ever push anybody. We're always inviting people. We're always inviting them so that they can receive the blessings that we receive daily by living the gospel of Jesus Christ. And honestly, these last few weeks I've just realized how true this gospel is and how even though we all have our faults and we all have our weaknesses, like as we strive to do what the Lord has commanded, we will always be blessed, always. And yeah, it's just this is the truth, and I'm so grateful for the opportunity that I have to keep preaching the truth.
Why is he laughing?
Other
Oh, sorry. but yeah. Okay, good. But yeah, I love you guys tons. I hope you have a great week. Sorry this recording was kind of trash. I'm sorry. It's just the office special. There's just a lot of weird stuff going on here. I'm tired because I played soccer and now I'm really full. Yeah. Oh man, it was so much good food. But know that I know these things are true and that I'm here preaching the gospel. And there's nowhere I'd rather be. For 3 more weeks. Oh my gosh. But yeah, love you guys. And have a great week.
Ciao, ciao. Besitos.
Besitos. Ciao, ciao.